Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? Coming to you guys live from the Minneapolis airport. And PFF grades are out. We've had time to kind of think about what happened. I'm excited to dive into the film as soon as I get back and I land later today. But I wanted to go through and just kind of look at, you know, the instant reaction was, you know, certain players played very, very bad. And a lot of our studs did. And so whenever we're looking at, you know, blame or whatever, it's not so much of a, okay, it's this person's fault, it's this person's fault. It's more of like, okay, is this something that can be righted? Is this something that can be corrected? Is this something that the fork can improve? Dang it. Shit. Sorry about that, guys. Got a call in the middle of the thing. Never a good thing, but that's okay. Anyway, when we're talking about the offense, okay, obviously not everybody was terrible. I do think that Brock Purdy had a very, very bad game. But whenever you look at whether it's QBR, passer rating, PFF grades, whatever, he's pretty much average across everything. 49, you know, QBR, 50 is kind of the spot. He had a 61.2 PFF grade. 60 is kind of the average. Like Jake Tonjes, right, played one snap the entire game. He had a 60 grade. That's where everybody starts. And he just was average. But that's not the Brock Purdy we've been used to. So that's kind of the issue whenever you look at, like, okay, well, what happens whenever you get average quarterback play? Not, you get 17 points, right? And we, that number is absolutely my worst, least favorite number in the world, that 17-1, because guess what? Every time we score 17 points only, we lose, whether that's, you know, the Super Bowl regulation time, then you got the field goal later, all the three losses last year, you know, in that three-game skid. It's when the 49ers offense can't function properly, we lose games, period. And the NFL kind of average is right at that 21-point threshold. If you score 21 points, more often than not, you're going to win the game. Almost every single game. That's just kind of the barometer of what it takes to get a W in the NFL. When Brock Purdy's average, we don't get there. And, you know, perhaps his QBR would have been different if you don't factor in the fumble that was kind of an interception slash fumble. And then even the last play on third down, whenever you do that kind of screen, whatever you want to say to Debo, that should have been an interception too, but that was ruled a run play. So that would have been a fumble as well if Debo just didn't save it, got a chance to make the field goal, onside kick didn't go its way. But it was just weird. Yeah, I really want to see Brock kind of settle down. And I know everybody's going to talk about the pressures, and rightfully so, because the offensive line was not great. Trent Williams gave up several pressures, was credited with one sack here. I want to make sure I get these numbers exactly correct. So if we're just looking at, like, pressures, Trent Williams gave up four pressures, two hurries, one quarterback hit, and one sack. Not his best game by a long shot. Now, Colton McKivitz is going to get a lot of blame, and rightfully so. He got absolutely just demoralized. Six pressures, five hurries, one quarterback hit. That's where his Aaron Banks gave up two pressures, one sack. Dominique Pooney, you know, didn't have his best game in the run game for sure, and the film's going to show that, but gave up three pressures, no sacks, no quarterback hits. He's the clean one. Jake Brindle was the worst run-blocking guy ever. He goes out there, he gave up two pressures, one quarterback hit, no sacks though. So offensive line was bad. We knew they were going to blitz. They blitzed 29 times. So like you knew that was coming, but we didn't handle it well. A lot of it has to go on Brock Purdy. You know, I looked up it's a two game sample size. So it's small. The average time in the pocket before throwing the ball, Brock Purdy is among the NFL's worst, holding the ball on average 2.9 seconds per game. You go back and you look at Brock Purdy, you know, his rookie year, you're talking 2.3 seconds. You look at him last year, 2.5 seconds. So it's an entire half a second longer that he's holding the ball. Yeah, pressure's coming, and he's trying to find things, but people aren't getting open. And whenever you've got somebody like Brandon Ayuk, you know, again, he played 61 out of 70 snaps. So he's kind of back to his snap count threshold, which is good. But he wasn't good at all. I mean, 61 snaps. He had a 64.6 grade. The film, we'll have to look at it, but he's not generating the space and consistency early and the confidence in Brock Purdy to get him the ball so quickly. That's just not there. Or whether that's because whatever, you know, the holdout, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's what it is. It's not good. It's not there. And so you look at, you know, his statistics, and it's like, okay, you know, right now you got 5 targets. Last year's average was 6.5. He caught 4 out of 5 for 43 yards. Maybe he needs more targets. Maybe we just got to look his way more. You know, you look at somebody like Debo, he had 10 targets, but he was electric. By far one of the best receiving games Debo had. 8 catches, 110 yards, and like 5 of those catches were high, behind him, you know, into traffic, whatever else. Debo's not going to get the separation. I understand that. But Debo was awesome. George Kittle, 7 catches on 8 targets for 76 yards and a touchdown. Somebody else has got to step up. Somebody else has to deliver. And especially whenever you got Jordan Mason, you know, I said on my pre-show, which I want to go back and I kind of want to cut some of my scouting report, because I said, like, Jordan Mason needs 24 carries. He got 20. The 49ers need at least 27 carries to win the game. And we had 25 rush attempts across the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, you were close, but your mistakes, that's what got you, and it just kept putting you in a hole. Now, PFF grades, Debo Samuel was the highest rated, 81.6. Trent Williams, 80.5. His run blocking grade was elite. He had a 90.8 run blocking grade, but he had the penalty. Pass protection struggled mightily. George Kittle was 378.3. Eric Saubert, who played 26 snaps because when Kittle went out, he was out there as the tight end 1. Didn't do bad. Really didn't do bad. 76.9. Great in the passing game. He had a 56.2 run blocking grade. Not great. He's not Kittle. Nobody is. Jordan Mason was 5th with a 68.1. But, like, we're in our top 5 and we're in the 60s. That should tell you something. That should tell you something. Because, again, 60s are average. That's just kind of where you start. 70 is kind of, you know, that 70 range is your starter level. 80 is kind of Pro Bowl. 90s, all pro, right? We only had 4 players in the 70s range. We had, you know, only 17 players took snaps offensively for the 49ers. Dominique Pooney was our lowest rated player. Yeah, I got to go to the tape. I got to see it. He had a 49.8. Not good. Ronnie Bell got 6 snaps, 56.1. Kyle Juszczyk really, really struggled with his run blocks. There was a point in the game where he kind of killed a drive by himself, where he missed a block on the perimeter that blew up Debo on one of his, you know, lost yard, whatever runs. And then the very next play, he missed a blocking assignment again in pass pro. And it was just like, man, and we were just in such a big hole. It just sucked. It sucked. So Kyle Juszczyk was awesome week 1. Struggled a little bit this game. Did have that awesome toe tap catch, so you always got to give him props there. Jake Brindle had a 59.2 grade. He just continues just to be a problem. Like, if I could change one thing, and I think this has probably been true for the past couple of years, get a new center. Feliciano was, you know, competing with him during training camp. He's not coming out anytime soon off of IR, so he's still got some time, but it's like, Jake Brindle is just killing the 49ers. Run drives, pass drives. He's a major issue. Now, right here, Roberto, he says, you know, he's one of the worst centers in the league. I don't think he's one of the worst. There's 32 centers in the league. I'd probably put him 25th off the top of my head, maybe a little bit lower. It's just there's no upside. Like, you maximize the player's value, and it's awesome what the 49ers have gotten out of him. And I like that he's on the team, and I think he's a great backup center, and that's kind of what he should be. But it's just, man, there's no ceiling. It is just the best, you know, kind of Jake Brindle game might be the 15th best center in the NFL. That's a major concern. That's a major concern. So take that for what you will. And Yeah, I don't know about this. You know, the 49ers, appreciate the comment. Shanahan hasn't learned from last year. I don't know what you're hinting at there, but Shanahan's going to Shanahan, you know, for better or worse. And yeah, I'll never put like a fire Kyle or anything like that up on the chat. That's not who he is. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't believe in any of that stuff. We're not playing that. But it's concerning. It's concerning. No doubt. The offense works though. It's not like we didn't go out there and like do well. You rushed for, you know, over 100 yards as a team. You threw for 319 yards. Okay. Like there's a lot of positives there. It's just, you gotta play complimentary football. And I said this on the show yesterday where your offense has to deliver, keep, you know, the opposing team out there on the field, give the defense good field position. You didn't do that. You turned the ball twice over inside your own 20. You had the special teams freaking blocked punt, whatever. That was huge. So, like, the defense couldn't stop Sam Darnold without his number one and number two wide receiver out there. It's all the way across the board. So, if you want to put all of that on, you know, Kyle Shanahan, that's cool. Coach got to get them right. But you also got to put all the wins on them, too. It's a both and. But I understand the frustration because I'm frustrated, too. Yeah, I think we all are. It's just what it is. Now, I want to jump over to the defensive side and kind of talk probably for the majority of this show, just kind of what's going on over there or perhaps what's not going on over there. But real quick word from our sponsor.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit and MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win 60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get 50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews. It doesn't matter that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Now, okay, let's jump over to the defensive side of the ball. And I think this is, I think everybody kind of recognizes this. And whenever you see the, when you watch the game, you felt like Fred Warner was amazing. He kept the 49ers in this game. Then the scores come out. It might be his highest graded game of, I said yesterday it was his best game of his entire career. And the 49ers wasted it. He had a 95.8 grade, which is like one of the highest scores I have ever seen for PFF. So the fact that, you know, the feeling at the game, you felt that way. You hear the players talk in the press conference. We got to match Fred Warner's energy. We got to do this. We got to, like, it's just incredible what he was able to achieve. And it stinks that this was in a losing effort. And so the fact that you wasted kind of Fred Warner's best game of his entire career, it hurts. It hurts. But he is absolutely incredible. Had the interception, had the forced fumble, forced another forced fumble, led the team in tackles. Just absolutely great. I mean, just he's amazing. There's no doubt about it. And so it stinks. You know, he's a captain. He's got to be one of the candidates for defensive player of the year. But whenever you waste that on a loss, it's not going to get near as much credit nationally. Not that that's what, you know, we're here for, but it matters because I want this dude kind of to be there. So anyway, Fred Warner, best player. He was the best player on the field for either team, nonstop, no issues, just unbelievable. Had a 94.2 coverage grade. Like, right, I said this in the offseason, like, the linebacking position has changed dramatically. It will never be the same after Fred Warner. Like, he has changed the standard, the bar of excellence, whatever, because of just how well he covers. There's lots of guys that can play the run well. Fred Warner is the best of the best of the best of the best whenever it comes to coverage. He's the greatest coverage linebacker of all time. Like, full stop. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Go argue with the wall. That's how good he is. I hate that we wasted that game on there. It's what it is. Diamador Lenore came in second with an 81.8 grade. I thought our corners were really, really bad, but not Demo. Demo was great. The issue is the safeties. Charvarius Ward had his worst game as a 49er. He was bad. He was really, really bad. And then you look at Isaac Yiadom, who played 34 snaps, but they took advantage of him. A lot of the big plays were against 22, where he was just barely out of phase. It's not like he was bad or just getting burnt or whatever else. It's just, man, he was giving up a yard or two cushion, and Sam Darnold was freaking throwing dimes whenever he saw 22. It's frustrating. Third highest rated player, Nick Bosa, 78.5. Jordan Elliott, 20 snaps, 69.6. But again, we're now in the 60s. So only had three defenders that were really worth anything, if I'm going to be honest. Fred Warner, Demo, Nick Bosa. That's it. The rest, 60s and below. Not good. Not good. Jair Brown had the lowest grade, 40.2. He gave up that 97-yard touchdown. Absolutely cannot have somebody falling behind you in a cover one situation, single high safety situation. You just can't do that. You can't do it. But he wasn't good anywhere else either. Like, he was constantly just getting torched. So the Vikings game plan was go after our safeties, run the ball outside, our corners. Charvarius Ward was so bad, man. Oh, it was so frustrating. Leonard Floyd, second worst player, 45.7. Kevin Givens, 50.2. Malik Collins, 51. Malik Mustafa, who got 31 snaps. Just, it's not there yet. I'm going to keep saying this. He's going to be great, and I think he's probably going to be a starter for us next year. Not there. Just not there yet. Now, I do want to talk about Javon Hargrave because I keep waiting for him to be an impact player of any kind. And he's just not. I would personally argue he is probably our fourth best defensive tackle. We only have four. He's not good. I don't understand. When we signed him, I was so happy. And to have a $20 million a year plus defensive tackle who had the same amount of tackles as our quarterback, Brock Purdy, should tell you something. I mean, you look across, like, Okay, Javon Hargrave had a 54 grade. It's substandard. It's sub whatever. Not good. 40.3 against the run. Terrible. 28.6 tackling grade. Terrible. He had as many missed tackles as he had tackles. 68 pass rush grade. He did get a little bit of push. Didn't affect the passer really at all, but he had two hurries. So got to give him credit for that. But it's just like, man, like, when was his last good game? Probably the Super Bowl was a good game. He played well there. But, like, you're talking about, like, maybe one quality game out of the last, like, 10 games that he's been with the 49ers? I don't know what you do. I mean, you can't cut him. Maybe after this year you do. But it's just, like, it's so concerning. It's just so frustrating when it's just, like, gosh, man. Like, this guy's supposed to be a Pro Bowl level caliber player, and he is literally the worst defensive tackle we have on our team right now. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. He played 33 snaps. I don't know. He was so promising. He's just not there. I don't know what else to say. Yetur Gross-Matos played relatively well. He had three pressures on 26 snaps. That's huge. So it's nice to get him back and get him out there. Devondre Campbell played relatively well, 64.3 grade. Gosh, man, just those sustained drives. And again, back to my scouting report. I was like, look, the way that you play this Vikings team, you got to make Sam Darnold beat you on third down. That's what it is. And I said, is Sam Darnold the type of guy that could go down a full drive and convert three third downs in a row? I don't think he can. Well, guess what? He did it twice against us in the second half. So maybe I should watch what I got to say, because I think he took it to heart. I obviously didn't watch, but it's what it is. It's frustrating. We're all frustrated. But here's the good news. 49ers are 1-1, and our get-right game every single year is against the Rams. Same old sorry-ass Rams, right? They might be the worst team in the NFL. Does that mean they can't beat us? Yeah, they can. But hopefully this is another one of those examples where we go down to L.A. and we handle business and kind of correct things, because they are a dumpster fire. They just get blown out by the Cardinals. They're 0-2. You know, their backs are against the wall, but, like, you know, we'll have to see with injuries, because they have a minimum of six starters out. We'll have to see about, you know, a couple other guys that got banged up this week, but we'll see. And we're going to break down the film. We're going to have all that, the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. I'm going to go through every single offensive, defensive, special teams play. If you haven't signed up yet, go check it out. And I'm going to show you, this is why these things are happening. Just snap by snap, walk through it all. So the PFF scores, you know, that matches kind of the feel of the game. Now we'll just have to see what the coaching tape says. So we'll see that. Now, tomorrow, John and Wayne show, you guys know what's up there. And then Thursday, going to be over with Ant, which is going to be an absolute pleasure. We got to fix stuff. We got to fix stuff. So you guys are awesome. Really appreciate y'all. My plane's going to be boarding soon, so I'm glad I got a little bit of a show out. But I just want to say, it's early in the year, man. It's week two. All your goals are still in sight. You got to work on things. It's better to work on things now than later in the year. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully the 49ers can right this ship against the Rams, but you guys are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.